Tonight, we are going to bed with a celeb who's a provocative performer, who loves to engage her audience and tease us. Actress, stand-up comedian, singer, author, Sandra Bernhardt. Thanks for joining us on Nights.
Great to be here.
It is good to be with you. And a little known fact, you're a sports fanatic.
Yeah. I'm a big football and tennis fan.
Uh-huh.
Specifically, Venus and Serena Williams.
Do they inspire you?
Australian Open.
Yes.
So I'm excited for her.
Oh, yeah, it was a good win. She's great to watch.
Great win. She is.
Does she inspire you to take it to the limit?
Yes. Both ladies do. I just love, you know, their story, their narrative, where they've come from the inner city of, you know, of Compton and Los Angeles out in California to the highest heights of success and discipline. And, you know, they're just, I just look at them and go, I mean, sometimes I think I've had it hard and I look at them and go, I can't even imagine, but they're just great. They're great, you know.
Well, you've reached the heights of success from Flint, Michigan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From Flint, Michigan. I mean, you know, my life's been a little easier. I mean, it's not like I came from some sort of, you know, really rough tumble, you know, situation. You know, my father's a doctor. My mom was an artist. But, you know, I still forged my own way, you know, throughout my career. So, you know, nobody handed it to me. So, yeah, I'm proud of, you know, where I've come from and what I'm doing and where I'm going. So it's great fun.
What did Mom and Dad think of you becoming a comedian?
Oh, they knew I was going to, because from the time I was 5 years old, everybody would ask me, what are you going to do? I said, I'm going to be a comedian. I'm going to be a singer. I'm going to be an actress. And people would just laugh, and they just thought it was cute. But they, you know, then they found out I was really serious.
She's serious. Don't kid around. And we're looking forward to having you in Australia. I believe it's the fourth time you've been down under.
It is. This will be my fourth tour. And I also shot a film in Australia in 1994 called Dallas Dolls. And it was Rose Byrne's first role. She played the daughter of this couple that I was involved with. It was a crazy film. But I ran into her not long ago, and she was like, remember I was in the Dallas Dolls? I said, oh, my God, that was you. I didn't even put two and two together, you know. But she's she was a sweetheart then, and she still is, and so talented.
She's gorgeous.
She is.
And you love traveling, don't you? You love traveling abroad.
I do. It's stimulating. It keeps you in touch with the world and, you know, other cultures. It's just always, it's just great to be out there and seeing how other people are living and their thoughts and their, you know, their take on life. And it's a healthy thing to do.
Well, you've got a busy tour ahead of you. The Enmore Sydney on Friday, March 6th, the 7th at the Forum Melbourne, the Regal Theatre Perth on Tuesday, the 10th of March, and finally wrapping things up at the Powerhouse in Brisbane on Friday, March 13th.
Yeah. And I'm a lot of flying across the country. And like America, Australia is a big country. So I'll be on the move. But, you know, what am I coming over there for? I'm not coming. I mean, if I was on vacation, it might be different, but this is work. So I'll try to squeeze a couple of moments of, you know, relaxation in along the way.
Uh-huh. Okay. We look forward to that. And I hear good things about your performance. It's been described as a thrilling hybrid of stand-up comedy, rock and roll, a raucous mix of political satire, pop culture, commentary, and cabaret.
Mm-hmm. Well said. I like that.
Yeah.
I'll let that stand on its own. I mean, I think most importantly is, you know, my work is always very, you know, topical. It's something that people can relate to. You know, I really try to, like, tap into the zeitgeist of the moment and, you know, and talk about things that people, you know, are thinking about, but in a kind of a unique way. It's not just the same old, you know, one-liner. It's like there's stories and, you know, rocking music, and it's like a big, fun, great night of entertainment.
Fantastic. And when you're not living out of a suitcase, traveling around the world, entertaining us, and you're back home, what's your bedroom like?
Well, I'm standing in it right now. I'm actually looking out at the High Line, which is, you know, our elevated train track that they turned into a beautiful walkway, and right now it's covered with snow, and the trees are a little barren, and, you know, it's just sort of a beautiful, you know, the buildings out in the distance, and, you know, it's New York, and it's an ever evolving skyline, you know, because a lot of new buildings have gone up, and, You know, New York is very inspiring. It's like a photo, you know, and you can look at it every day and see the seasons change and people walking past, and it's meditative and inspiring in its own way.
Are you a queen size bed girl or a king size?
Queen.
Yeah.
Yep, queen with, you know, lots of 600 count sheets and pillows and duvets and, but not too much because I get a little, you know, there's a lot of heat at night, so I like to keep things a little cool, like a cool sheet.
Yeah, but you like to pamper yourself a little bit.
Oh, who doesn't? You have to.
Yeah, because, you know, sometimes.
I'm not overindulgent either, so that's the good news.
Sometimes those motel rooms aren't so good.
No, that's true, but sometimes they're great, so I'm hoping I'll be staying in some nice places in Australia. I better be, or I'll be throwing out my brown peanut M&Ms and having a fit.
Fair enough. Any electrical devices in the bedroom?
Well, besides lamps and phones and TVs, no, nothing to speak of.
Okay, because that can be a distraction when you're trying to sleep.
Yeah, well, I can close off my TV. It's in the recessed cabinet that has a door on it, so I close that at night. I call it Vegas because
right.
I'm with all the modern, you know, the internet and the TVs and the electric toothbrushes. Things are always flashing. I don't know why they think that's going to make us like our electronics better, but there's a lot of, you know, bright neon, so I close everything off at night because
yeah.
It's true. It does. It's distracting.
It is. It really is.
Hmm.
And do you have a sleep mask?
No, I don't like that at all.
Yeah.
No. Mm-mm.
That's not good.
It freaks me out. I don't want anything on my face. It's too constricting.
Okay, fair enough. Just to block out the sunlight sometimes, handy.
Well, we have blackout shades at night, and the light doesn't come in the morning, so we're good on that.
Yeah. Are you a PJ's girl?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Very comfortable, you know, oversized. I don't like things, you know, I don't like anything constricting at night.
Exactly.
I barely like it during the day.
Who does?
Exactly.
Who makes you laugh, by the way?
Oh, God, there's so many people who make me laugh, besides my intimate circle of friends and people who are just, you know, I would only have people in my life who are fun to be with. So that's number one. Number two, you know, the list is so long. I don't even know where to start. I mean, from the old school comics to, you know, to some of the younger people. You know, the Amy Poehlers and Kristen Wiig and Andy Samberg. And I mean, it's when you're put on. Oh, I mean, everybody from Modern Family. That's one of my favorite shows. I think it's a brilliant, funny show that really makes me laugh.
I agree.
It just gives you a little taste of, you know, some of the people I like.
It's a good spread. That's nice.
Yeah, well, there's more than that, but I'd be sitting here all day and be sort of ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, I do a regular thing just before I close the show called The Comedy Zone, and we play a lot of stand-up in that, so it's good.
I love that.
Love my comedy.
Good.
You got to have a laugh, don't you?
You do, as much as possible.
Life's too serious sometimes.
And tell me about it, I know. I always try to punctuate with a laugh because that really it keeps things a lot, you know, a lot more even-keeled.
Exactly. My special guest going to bed with a celeb tonight is Sandra Bernhardt, heading for Australia. And we'll talk some more with her in just a moment. Back going to bed with a celeb tonight, it is none other than Sandra Bernhardt. You will see her doing stand-up in Australia, the singer, the author, and with us on nights. By the way, you're a dog lover too, aren't you?
Yes, we have an incredible dog, George, who's a rescue, which to me is the only kind of dog to have now. I think that dogs have been overbred, and that's why they have, you know, like English bulldogs and French bulldogs, they have so many breathing problems and hip dysplasia and skin problems. That's why you got to, like, get a rescue dog who's a, you know, a Heinz, you know, 67 variety, a mixed up, crazy, you know, adorable dog. So we love our dog. He's kind of the king of the house.
A source of joy.
Oh, but beyond.
Beyond.
I mean, it's absurd.
Yeah, they're beautiful. Good on George. Give him a big hug for me.
I will. I'll hug him all day long. I just sit in the chair with him on my lap and just, like, stare out into the middle distance. And those are my happiest days.
Well, they say they're man's best friend.
They are.
And women's too.
Mm, absolutely.
Do you love delicious food?
Ah, and I am a food addict.
Mm.
So I got to get my restaurant list together for Australia because, first of all, I try to eat only, you know, organic, free range, you know, quality, you know,
right.
ingredients because, you know, our food sources are getting polluted around the world, but from a various, you know, from too many, you know, insecticides and pesticides and you know.
Yeah, too many toxins.
Well, there's too many toxins, so we do the best we can. But I love great food. It's one of the joys of life.
And one of your other joys of life, from what I understand, is that you're a fastidious housekeeper.
I am. As a matter of fact, our vacuum cleaner is on the brink, so they're coming to get it today to fix it. Our housekeeper was here yesterday, and I was like, I had to rush home to see what was wrong with it. It wasn't taking up the dirt, and I was just like, this has got to get fixed immediately. So I'm kind of obsessive about it.
Yeah. You fold your laundry?
I fold my laundry. I wash my dishes by hand.
So do I.
I like to do everything, because I just think you get them cleaner.
Exactly.
If you're going to put a dish, if you're going to wash a dish halfway and then put it in the dishwasher, why not wash it all the way?
Exactly.
For the 2 extra seconds it takes and a little bit of extra, you know, liquid soap.
And some of the best conversations you have are with your partner over the dishes.
Absolutely.
Mm.
And you just dry them and put them away and you're done.
Exactly. Do you iron your underwear?
No.
You're not that.
That I don't.
Not that fastidious.
No, I'm not like that.
That's crazy, right? That's too much.
It's also weird and gross. A stiff pair of panties.
Are you a slave to fashion? You said you like comfy clothes.
Well, I wouldn't say I'm a slave to fashion, but certainly when I perform or I'm out in, you know, at events, I'd like to look great. And, you know, you've got to do that. It's part of the responsibility of being a performer. You've got to look good and, you know, make sure your audience is happy with the way you look. And so, yeah, I mean, I spend a fair amount of time making sure that things are together in that direction.
Mm. And because you're a New Yorker, do you have a New York state of mind? You're up late and you rise early, all that?
Well, no. I mean, it depends on the night, but I actually always try to get to bed a little bit early because I am an early riser and, you know, I go to the gym and I run around and, you know, New York will beat you up and you got to have your rest. You can't be running on fumes in New York City. You just can't, hack it.
Mm. Well, the city will eat you up.
Yeah, well, it will. It'll eat you up for sure because it's a tough city, even if you're upwardly mobile and, you know, have a few bucks, you still got to get out on the street and hit it. I mean, there's no way around it.
Yeah. Sandra Bernhardt, your career began at LA's famed Comedy Store back in the 70s, I believe. Since then, you've written, you've starred in numerous one-woman shows, acted in movies on TV, recorded albums, authored books. What's been your proudest achievement to date?
Well, I think just the kind of the culmination of all of it and the fact that I'm still doing it. I mean, I'm just finished doing 3 episodes of Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and I'll be coming up on 2 Broke Girls, which I know is a little bit of a source of insult to Australia, although I had nothing to do with those episodes. There was some sort of snarky comment about, you know, your native people, and I just heard about it secondhand. But anyway, besides that, it's a cute show, so I'll be on episodes of that. So the point is, I continue to, like, you know, have new outlets and create new shows and just continue to do my work, and that's very exciting, and that's what any artist wants, is to be inspired and not lose their edge.
Mm. Well, you've certainly got the edge. And Sandra Bernhardt, you once played Nancy Bartlett, the first openly gay character in a network sitcom on Roseanne. How much of a tipping point was that for gays in America or the world?
I think it just because it was so funny and so genuine and really not coming from a place of trying to beat people over the head, that it took off in a really, you know, a very organic way. I think people just related to the craziness and fun of the character and the context within the show. And I think it just happened naturally. It wasn't some big plan to try to change people's perspective on, you know, on sexuality, but it just it happened that way because it was just so funny and so good.
That's the best way for it to happen organically. Like
always.
This.
Yeah. Always.
Yeah. And you've been a regular guest on one of my favorite American DJs programs, radio shows, Howard Stern, since the early 80s.
Yes.
I love the movie Private Parts, got the soundtrack. How good is this guy?
Well, he's great. I mean, he created his own niche, you know, like me. He has a very unique point of view, and he's subversive, and that's why it works and continues to work all these years later.
Yeah. Well, if you get a chance, just put a little word in his ear.
Okay, I will.
Get him as a guest. It'd be fantastic.
Okay. Okay.
I've got to be cheeky.
Why not?
Why not? I'm talking to Sandra Bernhard. This doesn't happen every day of the week.
Exactly.
You've also sung and performed with various musical acts, including The Pretenders, Cyndi Lauper, The Scissor Sisters. Some great names there. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. What's playing in your car CD player?
Well, it's funny you should mention that. It's Chrissie Hynde's new album called Stockholm, which is one of my favorite albums. Actually, Kylie Minogue's new song with Giorgio Moroder. I'm going to blank on the title, but it's sort of a dance song. Right Here, Right Now. And I think she might be in Australia soon. And as a matter of fact, Jake Shears from the Scissor Sisters is performing the night before me in Sydney, and I think I may go on stage with him.
Sweet.
And do a number with him. So we're going to, you kind of brought up all the people that, you know, are relevant. So that's some of the music I'm listening to right now. I mean, again, the list is long.
Mm. I'm going to have to check out that Chrissie Hynde album because I've got all the Pretenders
albums. Oh, it's fantastic. Yeah. It's a solo album, and it's just one of my favorite new albums of the past year.
Thank you for that tip.
Yes.
Yeah. Sandra Bernhard, you've also written three books, Confessions of a Pretty Lady, Love, 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 and Love, and May I Kiss You on the Lips, which brings me to the next question. Are you a cheek kisser or a lip kisser when it comes to greeting people?
Well, I mean, I'm more of a hugger. I mean,
you
know, unless I really know somebody, then, you know, it may be a kiss.
That's good. Fair enough.
Right?
Yeah, right. I know. Are we allowed to mention your gal pal, Madonna, in all of this?